Welcome to the Every Nation New Jersey podcast. Every Nation is a Bible-believing, multi-ethnic, non-denominational church hoping to transform the world one life at a time. We hope you enjoy this podcast.
Hey, good morning, Every Nation, New Jersey. God bless you. Pastor Adam Burt here. And just want to say this. I got to highlight our worship leader, Kim. She's so amazing. What a blessing she is to me and to our church. And so we're so fortunate to have her. And listen, you're real fortunate this morning because you're in for a treat. We have a guest preacher, but not really a guest. Pastor Shino Prater is a friend, and he's also one of the founding pastors of our church here at Every Nation New Jersey. And so he's got an inspirational word for you from the book of Matthew, and so I hope you enjoy the talk this morning.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to our Every Nation New Jersey online service. My name's Shino. I am one of the pastors here on staff, even though I am over in our sister church right now in New York. And we are one church in many locations. I started here several years ago, standing with Senior Pastor, Pastor Adam, Pastor Dottie, and the rest of this great team, and went over to serve our sister church there in New York. But this is family. This is home. It feels good to be right here ministering to you. Hi to everybody out there that is watching. Today we're going to continue in the book of Matthew. And Pastor Adam last week spoke briefly on the parable of the 10 virgins. Today, I'm going to talk about the parable of the 10 talents, And really what this is about, what I love is that it's God has a plan for your life, has a mission for your life. And before I get started, just also want to mention that it is Black History Month and we are a diverse church, multi-ethnic church, multi-generational church, and we value ethnicities. And being Black History Month, what I love right now is that we're not just celebrating people of the past, the Dr. Martin Luther Kings or the Malcolm X's or any people who shape culture in the African-American community. We're also talking about people that are doing great things today in our world. And so just always excited to participate and to celebrate all the ethnicities represented here at Every Nation New Jersey. If you have a Bible, you can go to Matthew 25, verse 14. And it says this, for it will be like a man going on a journey who called his servants and entrusted them to this property. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to each one according to his ability. Then he went away. Verse 16, it says, he who had received the 5 talents went at once and traded with them, and he made 5 more talents. So also he had the 2 talents made 2 more talents. Verse 18, but he who had received the 1 talent went and dug it a hole in the ground and hid his master's money. Now after a long time, the master of those servants came and settled accounts with them. And he who had received the 5 talents came forward bringing 5 more talents, saying, Master, you delivered to me 5 talents. Here I made 5 more talents. His master said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a little, and I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master. Verse 22, and he also who had 2 talents came forward saying, Master, you delivered to me 2 talents. Here I made 2 talents more. His master said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a little, I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master. He also had received the 1 talent, came forward, saying, Master, I knew you were to be hard, man, reaping where you did not sow and gathering where you scattered no seed. So I was afraid and went and hid your talent in the ground. Here you have what is yours. But his master answered him, you wicked and slothful servant. You knew that I reap where I would have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed. Then you ought to have invested my money with the bankers, and at my coming, I should have received what was on my own interest. So take the talent from him and give it to him who has the 10 talents. For everyone who has will be more given, and he will have an abundance. But from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. And cast the worthless servant into outer darkness in the place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Now, when you read this, you get a little nervous, you get a little scared. What is this all about? And, you know, when you think about this, is that everyone out there has a gift and everyone out there has a talent. And what God is looking for is what we call in the financial world is an ROI. He's looking for a return on his investment. And so if God is investing something in you and I, we need to take what we have and we need to go put it to work. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for these brief moments that we have together. God, I'm asking in this hour, God, that you'd move. God, you'd move on us, Lord, that we would not get comfortable, that we would not get complacent, that we would not get familiar with you. But God, whatever it is you put in our hands, God, I pray in the name of Jesus that we would go and do something great with it. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, a lot of people take this scripture verse out of context, and we're going to flesh it out by going to another passage, because what God is after fruit. He's after fruit and fruit that remains. And if you go to John 15, 1 through 7, we're going to talk a little bit about this. And so a lot of people take this out of context when they're talking about these talents, you know, that if I don't do this, this and this, I'm not going to make it into heaven. We're not serving a God of works. We're serving a God of grace, a God who forgives, a God who's merciful and kind. But he's also a God that puts something in you and I that gives us the ability to go and to do something great. We don't want to be lazy. We don't want to be like the servant that took our gift and buried it. You know, God is going to come back one day. He will come back, and he's looking for faith. He's looking for some man, some woman who's done some things on his behalf. And so here it is in John 15. We're going to flesh this out. It says this, that I'm the true vine and my Father's the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes that it will be even more fruitful. You're already clean because of the word I've spoken to you. Remain in me and I in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine, and neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I'm the vine. You're the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you'll bear much fruit. There, that word again. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire and burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, you can ask whatever you wish and that should be done for you. This is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourself to be my disciple. We're talking about gifts and talents today. So there's a gift that we receive when we become followers of Christ, and that's the gift of the Holy Spirit. And the Bible says this. It says this here in verse 2 Timothy 1:14. It says, guard the good deposit that was entrusted to you. Guard it with the help of the Holy Spirit who lives in us. The good deposit. You know, once again, we're talking about something being put inside of us. And now we need to go put whatever it is to work in us, these talents, these gifts. And so the first thing is this, that if we're going to bear fruit, if we're going to expand, if we're going to get out and start doing things by the power of the Holy Spirit, we need to, number one, abide in Jesus. Abide in Jesus. And what that does is this, everything starts from the inside out. So we need to understand the first thing that he's after is a heart change. And when God begins to change our heart, when he begins to break our heart, he begins to break our heart for what breaks his heart. And what God cares about is people. God cares definitely about people. And so here it is. It says this, that he's after fruit. He's after fruit, taking the talent, the gifts that we have, and going and multiplying it. But you know, there's an enemy out there that'll do everything in his power to sever us. So the Bible said this in John 15, 5. He said, apart from me, you can do nothing. Apart from me. In order to do what we got to do with our gifts and with our talents, by the power of the Holy Spirit, we're going to have to stay connected with God. And the one thing I know about this also is that the Father is very much in the fruit bearing process, because whatever the Son starts, the Father protects. Whatever the Son starts, the Father protects that word, the work that he began in you, the work that he began in us, he's going to bring to completion. But remember, there's an enemy out there that's always trying to do two things. He's trying to get us to break fellowship with God. He's trying to break fellowship with Jesus. And the first thing he's going to attack is our faith. He's going to attack our faith. And you know this, that faith, all faith is a wrestle with doubt. Either we're going to take the word for what it is, or we're not going to take it at all. But we have to understand that he's trying to create an undivided faith. We can't have that. We have to fight. We have to stay rocked in. The Bible says this in Romans 8:38-39. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any other powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. And so the enemy is always trying to get division. What is it that the enemy will throw at you to separate you from God? Because once again, we're talking about being on mission. We're talking about going and doing some things for the Lord. And so he's always going to try to come and break fellowship. You know, I always laugh about this. You know, we got this thing going around where as soon as things get good, we get complacent. As soon as things get good, well, you know, I won't read my Bible like I used to. I may not pray like I used to. I may not go to church like I used to. And what happens is when we get comfortable, the enemy rises up and he begins to do some things to us. The second thing he's after is he's also after an undivided heart. And see what he's trying to do, because with the heart, one believes. And so here it is, 1 Peter 3:15, but set Christ apart as Lord in your hearts, always ready to make a defense to anyone who asks you for an account concerning the hope that is in you. He's always going to come after the heart, and he's always going to come after the faith. And the enemy doesn't play fair. He'll let you get a couple victories. He'll let you start getting the fruits of the Spirit going, the peace, the love, the joy, the patience, the kindness, the gentleness, and self-control. See, all these things are starting to happen, to manifest. Remember, we're talking about producing something, not staying the same, multiplying. And so you may have been an angry person, but now you're a person of peace. But the enemy doesn't play fair. He'll come in and he'll try to stir some things up to get you to separate from God. And just like the Bible says, apart from him, we can do nothing. We need Jesus if we're going to bear fruit. We need to stay connected with Jesus if we're going to bear fruit. I like it to the story of Rocky. Now, there's some people out there that are some diehard, and there's some people that are kind of just half and half. You know, we don't include Rocky V in the mix. You know, Rocky V don't get the plug, but everything else in there does. And you remember in Rocky III, there's a man by the name of Clubber Lang. And what I mean by this is that you had Rocky and Mickey that were tight, kind of like us and Jesus, right? Jesus is his Lord. He's the trainer. He's the one that's helping us and, you know, teaching us some things. And then Rocky gets a couple of victories under his belt, and he's starting to get a little arrogant and prideful, just like we can. And Mick's saying, look, man, you need to stay in here, and we need to go back, and we need to make sure that we go back to the gym and we get the blood, the sweat, the tears and all this stuff around and get ready for this fight, this battle, because this guy that's coming, he's not going to play fair. He's a wrecking machine. You remember that line? He's a wrecking machine. And so the enemy is a wrecking machine, and we need to stay close to Jesus or we're going to get wrecked. See, we got wrecked during the social injustice. We got wrecked during the political tensions. We got wrecked when the economy was going up and down. We got wrecked because we didn't stay connected to the vine. We didn't stay connected. We got wrecked when COVID came through because we didn't stay connected to the vine. And we need to stay connected to Jesus. And you remember, Rocky goes out there to fight and he doesn't have his trainer. Trainer told him he wasn't ready. He goes out there and gets his head beat in. And that's what happens to us when we're not connected to the Lord. And we're talking about going and bearing fruit and fruit that remains. We're talking about living on mission. And if we're not living on mission, it starts inside first. God's going to produce some stuff inside, and then he's going to flip it and take it outside. And so we have to be careful. But there's benefits about abiding in Jesus. See, John 15:7 says this, that when we abide in him and his words abide in us, the one thing that he said will happen was that we get answered prayer. And I don't know about you, but I've been praying for my family. I've been praying for my church. I've been praying for our community. I've been praying for the tri-state region. I've been praying for the nation of America. I've been praying for the nations. And you know, when you pray, God will answer. And it's time for you and I to stay connected to the vine and start praying. If we're going to bear fruit, we got to be a praying church. We got to be people that'll pray. We got to pray for people from Africa, from Asia, from Latin America, from Europe, the Middle East. We got to pray for people from the Caribbean. We have to be praying. And when we pray, it says that God will answer. Who are you praying for today? Who are you believing God for today? What gift and talent is God put inside of you as you're praying? Because after you pray, we got to go. The Bible says this in Psalms 20, verse 1. It says that we can cry out to the Lord and He'll answer us in our distress. He says in Psalms 27, 7, that we can cry out to God and He will answer. Once again, we're talking about fruit. And once God starts moving internally, now He's going to take us and start moving externally. And this is where it gets fun when we're talking about gifts and talents. Gifts and talents. See, we need to be people who have a desire to see the kingdom of heaven come here on earth. We have to take our gifts and talents, whatever it may be, big or small. You know, the guy that had the one talent, the five talents, he went and made five more. The one that had two made two more. But the one that had one, he didn't do anything with it. We need to take what we have and work what we got and go win souls for the kingdom. People are watching you and I. They want to see if we're for real. They watched us as we went through the upheaval of the social injustice. They went through that. They watched that. They want to know, do you really care? It says this, that man, when we do those things, we can enter into joy. And you know, I'm not going to say it was perfect all the time when I was out there trying to minister to people, when I was going through my own personal stuff. And yes, pastors go through things, but you know what? The Bible says this in Nehemiah 8:10, that the joy of the Lord is our strength. So even though we go through bad things, we can still be happy. Even though people may have left and walked out on you, you can still be happy. We can still go out and do what we need to do. We can still go out and minister the love of Jesus. And it's time for you and I to do that. We have to go bear this fruit. And another way that we're going to bear fruit in number two is that we have to abide in His love. We have to abide in His love. And what I mean by this is that people are watching you and I. Do we genuinely care about one another? Do we genuinely care about one another? Are we willing to push pause in our life and be still and go help other people? Love, selfless, love each other. You know, when we love each other, produces something. Obedience, if I love Jesus, then I'll do what He says. That's what Jesus said. If you love me, then you'll do what I say. Jesus loves people. If you ever want to know what Jesus' PIN number is P-I-N. Write that down, an acronym. P-I-N. Write that down. And what that means is people in need. People in need. That's God's PIN number. And when you meet people's needs, when you go out there and you're praying, when you go into Wharton, or you go into Rockaway, or you go into Randolph or Montville or Booton, or you go into all these areas, Hanover, East Hanover, you go into these places and you say, Lord, use me and to demonstrate the love of Jesus. You know, it's somebody in our church over in New York, and you know, I'm not putting this down or making this less than, but you know, this person is a stay-at-home mom. But you know, that is the hardest job in America, bar none. If you're a stay-at-home mom, kudos, man, hats off, man, you are the super woman, super stay-at-home dad, super dad. But I'm telling you right now, if you're staying home, taking care of kids, you are the super man, super woman in the house. And so this woman began to hang out with other women that were staying home. And they would just show up in the park and talk and get the kids playing together. Then this lady started praying for her friends there in the park. And this was right around the time Easter was rolling around. And you know, Easter's coming, Ash Wednesday's next week. And so, you know, get ready. 40 days of prayer, 40 days of faith. Get yourself together and really make that target. Remember, we're talking about mission. This woman is here. Yes, I'm home with my children. I'm taking care of them. But I also have a mission. And she takes her gift and she begins to pray and begins to minister to these women. And all of a sudden, right about the time that it was time to go to for Easter, she says, hey, you know what? I want to invite y'all to come and come to church and participate. And they said, well, can not just us, but can our friends come? And she's like, absolutely. But what she didn't realize was that all these other moms were on an email chain, if you will. A community of stay-at-home moms were all on this email chain. And this lady took a note and sent it to all the moms. And all of a sudden, it went from three women to 70 families showed up at the park to go to church because we couldn't, at the time we weren't meeting in person. They ended up going to the park and meeting and having a service out there and watching it online. 70 people, 3 to 70. You think that woman didn't take her gift, the gift of faith, the gift to pray, the gift to believe God for her people in her community? 3 to 70. You talk about multiplication. And it didn't stop there. Those people are still coming to church to this day. Take your gift, take your talent, take your treasure, but we got to abide in his love. Love produces fruit. Love produces some things. When people see that you genuinely love them, we have to love the foreigner. We can't hunker down and, hey, you know, I'm going to stay with people that look like me. I'm going to hang out with those that talk like me. No, we need to get out there and minister whatever door God opens and use your gift and talent for it. Some of y'all got so many gifts and so many talents that you need to take them and use it for the advancement of the kingdom of God. We have to go out there and show the love of God. And one of the greatest things that we can show people is forgiveness. You know, I know there's some people out there that may have said some things and done some things to you over this course of the last maybe 2 to 3 years. But I'm telling you, there's power in forgiveness. There's power in forgiveness. You got to love the foreigner. You got to love those who don't look like you, don't talk like you. 1 Peter 4:8, above all else, love each other deeply because love covers a multitude of sin. 1 John 4:8, whoever does not love does not love. Does not know God, but God is love. We have to love people. We have to be willing to go out there and take a step of faith. Fruit that remains. Take your talent. Take your gift. Some of you guys are hiding and you have this gift of maybe you have a talent of music. Maybe you have a talent of hospitality. All these things, take it and use it for the advancement of the kingdom of God. Maybe some of you have a gift of generosity. Take that gift and use it to be a blessing to the next generation. This youth ministry needs resources and finances to go do what it needs to do. The campuses, I know that this Sunday, there's several college students. I know that we sent several college students down to DC, to Virginia, there, that area. And they're going to come back and they're going to be full of faith. They're going to want to reach their peers for the Lord. And you know what? We as a church need to be ready to invest in that. Take your gifts and talents so that can go and multiply here at Montclair State University, here at Essex County College, maybe even down at Seton Hall. There are some and all these other places that God has put on our hearts as a church to reach. We have to go out and reach these. Don't forget about the high schools. Some of you have the ability to go in and maybe mentor and disciple kids. And teachers and faculty, take your gift and go and do something with it here in this area, Morris County. The third point I'll make is this, is that it costs when we're out there with our talents. You know, for Jesus, just because we're following Jesus doesn't mean it's going to be easy. The Bible says this in John 15:20. It says, remember that I told you, a servant is no greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will persecute you also. If they obey my teaching, they will obey yours also. If you're a follower of Jesus Christ, there's just a matter of time before the enemy is going to try to choke the gift out of you and keep you from doing what you're called to do, living on mission. You know, I'll tell this personal story. So I, being an African-American man, if you haven't noticed, I'm black. And this is a joke. But my wife is Asian. And then my sister-in-law is a cop in Oakland. Now you can imagine the tension that was in the house these last 3 years with the whole Black Lives thing. And then you got the Asian hate thing. And then you have the defund the police thing. There was tension. And anytime you went a certain direction, it always could push back on some things. Things would happen. But what persecution will cause you to do, it'll cause you to focus and it'll cause you to listen. Focus and listen. It'll cause you to pray more. Persecution will get you in that connect group. Because when you are fighting something alone, when you're out there trying to serve the Lord, you're out there trying to advance his kingdom, and you do it alone, it's just a matter of time before the enemy wears you down or something come across your path that'll run you out of there. You need to get connected with God, and you need to get connected with a group of people, and you need to get planted in the church. if you're going to go bear fruit and fruit that remains, if you're going to take this talent and gift and treasure and go do something great with it and multiply it. And some of us out there have been, well, you know, one day I'll join Every Nation, New Jersey. One day I'll get in that connections course or that class to join the church. One day I'll get it. You know, today's the day. Because what we're talking about is taking our gifts and talents and multiplying them. But you can't take your gift and talent and multiply it unless you're connected to the vine. It's time to get planted. It's time to get connected. It's time for you to go and be what God has called you to go and be and do. Just like that lady, just like this woman, man, a small group of women praying together ends up bringing 70 families out to a park to get in the word of God to be ministered to. 70 families, 3 people praying. And the reason I talk about this situation, about the whole trifecta, I call it the trifecta in my family, is because I too had to step up. I too had to go and see what God was going to call me to be and do. And when I talk about a gift, I have a gift of faith. I'd have to take this gift that God has put in me. And I got to say, you know what? Everything may be dark and everything may be bleak, but I believe that just all God needs is somebody who's willing to take a step in a direction and show his love, show his power, show his anointing, and something good can happen. And I get this call and I'm like, are you kidding me, Lord? In the height of all the social injustice, a friend of mine calls and says, Shino, I need you to do something for me. He says, you know, I have law enforcement background. I said, yeah. He said, not just me, but my entire family has come from law enforcement, are in the law enforcement. Okay. And he's a friend. So you don't know what you have until you get ready to go through something. Friend, you don't know what you have. And we're talking about taking gifts and talents and treasures and going across into places that may be unfamiliar or may be difficult or may be hard, because that's when you're going to see fruit. That's when you're going to see fruit and fruit that remains. And he says this, he says, man, I need you to come on. I have this opportunity for you to minister to law enforcement all across the country. What? Yeah. You know, Shino, they're people just like you and I. They're hurting. They're going through some difficult things. And I stopped them. I said, hey, man, have you not noticed what color I am? I don't know if they're going to receive me. Kind of like Peter going into Cornelius' house. I don't know if they're going to receive me. He says, no, man, they need to hear from you. And so I get online and listen to the first round of questions and talks, and it's law enforcement from LA, from Chicago, from Boston to New York and all over the country. And so I, you know, screens are on, and then they introduce me. We got this pastor. He's going to come on and he's going to minister to you guys. And, you know, he has something to say, just the whole about what's going on in society and how we can all work together. And so my screen's off and I push this button and I come on and they just kind of look at me and they're like, oh no. And all the screens, you know, you can see screens going black. And I'm just like, oh, man, not now. But I heard this voice, you know, just preach love. Just preach love. And I began to minister the love of Jesus to these men. One by one, their screens started coming on, telling them that, you know, I get it. It's difficult out there right now. Not everybody is excited. But, you know, I'm here to tell you that God cares about you. God loves you. God cares about your family. Thank you for serving our communities. Just began to preach the love of Jesus. And then I began to encourage them. And that's a gift that God has put in me, the gift of encouragement. And I began to encourage them. Better days are ahead. Continue to move forward. Continue to be the man that God's created you to be. Pray for him. And that was it. Fast forward. Do you know I made some friends? Some guys that I can call right now. Out in California where my wife's from. Got friends in different parts of the country now. Just because I took time to take a talent, a gift, and to share with them. And who knows, maybe that door opens to greater things. Take your gift. Take your talent. take your treasure and go do something with it. And here's why. Because our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will return one day. He is coming back. And he's going to be looking for a return on his investment. See, he invested his Holy Spirit in you. If you're a born again Christian, that Holy Spirit is down inside of you. And he's expecting you to take that gift and use that to go and be and do what he did on this side of eternity to win people to the Lord. It's time for us to stop making excuses. This is one of the greatest times to be alive in the history of the world. And here's why. Because there are more people right now that are open to the gospel because they've gone through hell and they need hope. They need you and I to come and preach the gospel to them. Just like I got on that Zoom call and ministered to those police officers. Man, I got friends now in law enforcement because of that. And you know what? They don't look like me and I really don't care. I just want to be somebody that they can confide in and I can minister to and encourage them in their dark hour of the soul. Who are you going out there and encouraging? And who are you going out there and winning for the Lord? Just like this lady took her little group and ended up going from 3 to 70. What gift and what talent are you taking and you're multiplying it? Every Nation, New Jersey, it's your time. Go and do something great right here in Parsippany. Go and do something great in these connecting communities. All up I-80 and all up Route 46 and Route 10, man. Take the kingdom, take the gospel and go do something great with it. Take your gift, take your talent and go do something great. But I'm here to tell you, you cannot do this without being connected to God and without being connected to people. God wants you to bear fruit. He wants you to take your gift and talent and use it for the advancement of his kingdom. Please do this, man, right now where you are. On this screen, I want you to pray a prayer of faith. I want you to ask God to use you like never before in 2022. To use you. To take whatever gift that you have, whatever talent that you have, whatever treasure that you have, and use it for the advancement of his kingdom. No more excuses. No more saying, well, you know, I got this. We're talking about a housewife taking 3 women and 70 families showing up. Man, you got time. Oh, Pastor, I'm afraid if I say something, they're going to mock me. They're going to laugh. You know what? When it was time for me to step and talk to those police officers, I was a little nervous too. But you know what? You got to have a little bit of courage. And all courage is doing something even when I'm scared, even when I'm afraid. I'm telling you, the Lord is with you. He says, lo, I will be with you everywhere you go. It's time for us as a church to get involved and to begin to bear fruit and fruit that remains. You need to be bringing more and more people into your connect group. Your connect group can't stay the same. You got to bring new people in. You got to bring people that don't look like you in. Go for it. Believe God for your neighbor. Believe God for your coworker. Believe God for those in your school. Believe God for people that are around you. It's time to go take our gifts, talents, and treasure and bear fruit. Oh Lord, use me. Use me. Use every fiber, every being of me to do something great for the kingdom of God this year. Take the lid of apathy. Take the lid of complacency. Take the lid of familiarity off of me and let me go and do something for you, God. Lord, don't leave me out of the game. I want to play in the game. I want to take the talent that I have, the gift that I have, and do something great for it. Start a connect group if God is calling you to, but check in with Pastor Dottie first. Get in that men's ministry. Get in that women's ministry. Go and do some great things. Bring people. It's time. This is the time. It's a season of invite. Invite people. People will come if you bring them. People will come if you reach out and say, be a part of what I'm being a part of. Don't shrink back. Don't be afraid. God, I pray for a fresh wind of your Holy Spirit to come upon the people that are watching today. I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that Lord, you would stir them up. I pray, God, that you'd help them identify their gift, identify their talent, Father, so that they may multiply it for you. God, I pray in the name of Jesus that they would be on full display in 2022 and be and do something great just for you, Lord. God, we thank you. We bless you in this hour in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for joining us today. Continue to understand that God is after fruit, fruit that remains. Multiply. Don't stay the same. Go out there and change the world. Be blessed today. Thank you.
Hey, I hope you enjoyed the talk from our very own Pastor Shino Prater. I hope God ministered to you and spoke to you. And listen, now the sermon's over with, but we're not quite finished, because I want to remind you that you can remain faithful in your tithing and your giving. Tithe simply means a tenth, that a tenth of everything that comes in, we believe that it belongs to the Lord, and we give it back to Him as a sign of worship, as a sign to guard our own hearts. And so you can remain faithful in your tithing. Three ways you can give. Number one, you can go to our website, encnj.org, and just hit the giving icon. Or you can give via text. It's called PushPay. My family and I give this way, an unbelievably convenient way to give. If you just text the letters ENCNJ to the number 77977, once again, very fast and convenient way to give. Or, as always, you can mail in your check or your money order right here to our church offices at 101 Gibraltar Drive, right here in Morris Plains, New Jersey. And may God richly bless you as you are faithful and give. Listen, Every Nation New Jersey, God loves you, and I think you're pretty amazing too. Have a great week.
Thanks for listening to the Every Nation New Jersey podcast. For more information on our church, or if you'd like to give a financial gift, just go to our website, encnj.org.